Hello, my name is Susan Piver, and I am very, very happy to sit with you today as part of the Open Heart Project. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, I want to acknowledge what an intense week this is. I'm making this video on Monday, October 26th, and you will be receiving it on Monday, November 2nd, the day before the election in the United States. And I know that many people are very focused on that date, whether you're in the United States or not. I certainly am. And it's very hard to know what is called for right now. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of hope, a lot of fear, a lot of anger, all of which is very understandable. At a time like this, when things are so topsy-turvy, no matter what happens, we've been dealt a huge blow to our confidence in our governments, or in our government, at least in the United States, and in each other. It's heartbreaking. Luckily for us, heartbreak can be considered a superpower, and I'll explain why. So this is a time when everything is so upside down and uncertain and stressful, where warriors are required, spiritual warriors, to step into the fray and demonstrate what it is to remain open, kind, wise, and fierce, because spiritual warriors are not wishy-washy. So this is what we need. It is the time for spiritual warriors to step forward and show themselves. And where might we find these spiritual warriors? Well, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at you. You are this warrior. You are committed. Even though I may not know you, I know this about you. You are committed to a kind, decent world. You are committed to sanity and justice. And just like me and countless other people, you fall down all the time. I fell down 10 times a day. And somehow you get up. And here you are, ready to work with your mind. That's a warrior. The first sort of definition of a warrior is one who is not afraid of themselves. So when we sit down to meditate, we are declaring, I don't know what the hell is going on in here. Let's see. I may be afraid, but I'm not afraid of my fear. I'm not afraid of myself. I'm willing to sit and look and be with. So cheers. This is the first step of warriorship. Not to be afraid of yourself and what you feel and what you're experiencing. As I was taught, the primary qualification for being a spiritual warrior is not to be like super tough or really strong. Those things can be really good. Or a leader, or even like a really, really nice person. Rather, the primary qualification for spiritual warriorship is to have a broken heart. To have a broken heart. So I don't know about you, but I qualify. And my guess is we all do, you especially. So right now, there's a sense of collective heartbreak as well as individual heartbreak. And heartbreak is marked by certain characteristics in this view. The first characteristic is you can't game this, G-A-M-E, not gain, G-A-M-E. You cannot game this. There's so much sorrow, so much anger, so much difficulty, and if this is not you, by the way, skip ahead to the meditation. That's totally cool. that our hearts are broken. We feel divided from each other. We don't know how to repair it. We can't think about anything else. We can't focus on anything else. I can't make myself feel better, no matter what I do. Maybe for a second, I read this poll or this person's opinion or this spiritual text, and that's all well and good, but nothing can really change my sense of anguish. That includes both hope and fear. So I can't game it, in other words. So that's one thing. You can't game it. No, you can't get out of this. The second thing is feelings, emotions are at a pitch. I don't know if you've been experiencing this, but things that might have made me, oh, that's too bad, now are making me sob. Things that I think, oh, that's difficult, are causing me to get very uptight. In other words, everything's amplified. All my feelings are on the plate. I can see them. They're visceral, amplified, undeniable. However, it's not only my own feelings that I feel. Going out in the world feels very vulnerable because I feel like I can feel everybody else's feelings. Not because I'm a psychic or anything like that, but because I see someone's face, I'm like, oh, they're sad. I can feel that sadness. Or I see someone else rush by me in the supermarket or whatever, and I'm like, oh, they're stressed out. And I feel that stress in myself. So that's what I mean, is there's something that has opened when your heart is broken so that you feel more, and not just your own feelings, but everyone else's. The third and last quality that I'll mention is that whatever we thought was important before, and these things are still important, don't get me wrong. I want a good job. I want to live in this kind of house. I want to have X dollars. I want all those things, by the way. But whatever you thought was important before this heartbreak, you realize, well, okay, they are important. But actually what is most important is to love each other. To love each other, to protect each other, to stand up for each other, to care about each other. There's nothing more important. Whatever else you're going to do is not going to matter without that. So in the Buddhist view, when you are only able to be present, because you can't get out of what you feel, so all you can do is just, okay, this moment, this moment, this moment, present. When you can feel a lot, when your heart is open to yourself and to others, and when you know, there's no doubt, that the only thing that matters is how much we care about each other, love, then in the Buddhist view, you stand in the shoes of the bodhisattva, or awakened being. So while it doesn't feel good, it positions you to bring enormous benefit to the world around you, including yourself. Why? Because you're awake. You have no choice. You can't hide in any concepts or ideas, much as we try. I try all the time, but I can't. They're all unanchored. So all I can do is come back to right now, right now, right now. And right now is when we can bring benefit to the world. Right now is when we can offer something kind and sweet, or fierce and sharp, if that's what is needed, or do nothing at all. But the only way we'll know what is useful is to be here, to be awake. And in the state of heartbreak, that wakefulness is very prominent. So perhaps that is why a spiritual warrior is one whose heart is broken and therefore has access to the power and bravery of being completely vulnerable right now. So with all my heart, I hope this is useful on this momentous day or week. do let me know. I send you my love. I stand right beside you. We're in it together. And let's practice together. Begin by sitting up straight. And feel your natural elegance. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and they just rest. Let them be heavy and warm. Feel rooted from the waist down, steady, unmovable, like a mountain. And feel light and pliant and fluid from the waist up. Let the belly relax. Let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed. Because you don't have to talk. There's nothing to say. It's quiet in here, actually. So let yourself fill with your own silence. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, somewhere that feels comfortable given the distance of your screen. And let the eyes be soft and let them rest on a particular spot rather than grip a particular spot. And the reason the eyes are open is because warriors are awake right here. And it's easier to be awake and right here when our eyes are open. Let the forehead relax. Let the attention rest on the breath, which means feel the body breathe. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Feeling is different than noticing. We're not observing the breath. We're just feeling the sensation of the body breathe. In and out. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, which is quite fine. That's what it does, no big deal. Most of your thoughts will just come and go on their own. You don't need to do anything about them. However, if you notice that you've become absorbed in breath to the point where you have forgotten about it. However, if you notice that you have become absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, cool. Notice that. Label that moment thinking, because that's what you're doing. Let go. Gently come back to the breath and take a fresh start. And the amount of fresh starts you are allowed in any given meditation session is infinite. So you can relax and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. I feel it. And thank you for practicing together. Together, we can bring so much goodness to this world. I have complete faith in that and in you.